We are learning with Sechtes Chulin Daf Dalad Amud Beis. We are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Dalad Amud Aleph. Gufa. Omar Rava, we're starting four lines from the bottom. Gufa, Omar Rava. Yisrael Mumar Oichel Nevelos Tiyavan. We had this before. Rav Ashi quoted this Rava in order to answer and explain Pshat in our Mishnah. And he said that Yisrael Mumar, which means Yisrael that does this, that Averis, what Averis does do? He does this one Avera, Oichel Nevelos Tiyavan. He eats Nevelos Tiyavan when he's hungry and he has no other food, he eats Nevelos. So the loch is that if you're Baidik to Sakim and Islam Mutter, or Mutlak of Shkhtasa, you could check his Sakim and he could do Shkhita. My time, what's the reason? Kivadik Atera vi Isura. Since right now we have an option of Heta and Isser, when Shavak Atera vach Isura, he does not leave the Heta and eat the Isura. He likes doing mitzvahs, he'd rather do mitzvahs. It's hard for him. When he's hungry, he's not going to look for kosher meat, he has non kosher meat. But, huh? Over here, because you have to give him a check knife. You gave him a check knife, so why shouldn't he do a good shechita? You gave him a check knife. There's nothing involved. So therefore, why not? So Mar Kasha, that's the case. Yochi loy badik nami. If it's not badik also, there's a terah. Check your knife and do his good shechita. Why is not called a terah? Mar mitzvah not loy tarach. He doesn't want to work too hard. He doesn't want to have to bring it to the rav or check it himself. It's too hard for him, and also it's not going to be good. He's not going to go to get another one. Therefore, you can't trust him because if it's no good, he'll still shackle with it because he doesn't want to slap and get another one. Therefore. He's only trusted if you hand him the knife. So that's Rava's Chiddush. Rava's Chiddush is Levaisa that a Mumo Oich Nevelos is a Mumo Oich Nevelos. He's someone who eats Nevelos all the time. And still you trust the Shechita, which is a Maradiga Chiddush, because he's not like a Mumo, not to put on Tzitzis, which is not really called a Mumo, but he's not a Mumo to be a Bittel Haseh or a different Lav, a Mumo for something else, to eat Chelev. That's one thing. But here it's a Mumo for Nevelos. And still, even though he's a Mumo Mamash for this thing, he's still trusted in the Shechita. Why? Because the ma'aseh is shavak atayr v'achal yisur. So I'm like a banan l'rava. I'm gonna try to bring a raya to you. Tanya demaseyelach. I'm bringing a raya from a brisa. It says in the brisa like this: Chemson shal oivrei avera achar pesach. Oivrei avera. This guy is someone who does not sell his chametz and does not get rid of his chametz. It's a very big hefse for him. He has a lot of schnapps and beer, and it's expensive. It costs a few $1,000. And finish. He does. It's hard for him. He does not. A Rashi says because of the hefsid, he does not get rid of it. He keeps it on Pesach. So now, you want to go after Pesach, and actually we're talking about, let's say here, bread. We're talking here bread or dough, sourdough and different things. You want to go buy right after Pesach from him. The price is going to say, you could buy from him right after Pesach. Aye, what do you mean? It's Chom Shavah Pesach. No, because this guy is a very frum mumer. He knows that you're not allowed to eat Chom Shavah Pesach. So he switches it with the guy. Which, by the way, is not, he switches with the guy on Pesach, he switches it with the guy, and now he has the guy, right after Pesach, in the minute of Pesach, he goes to the guy, he says, look, I have the same thing, I have the same Glen Fiddich as you, here, switch it with you, you give me yours, and you'll take mine. And this way, he's not eating Chom Shavah Pesach. And if it's bread, and so on and so forth, there's no problem with Chom Shavah Pesach in such a case like this. So here, in such a case, we assume he switches it. Now, why do we assume he switches it? Because even though it's an Issa Hana, when he switches with a guy, he's being over the Issa Hana, but still, he's not eating actual Chom Shavah Pesach. Let's read it inside. Chom Shavah Pesach on top of the base. Muta Miyad. You're allowed to get it from him, buy it from Miyad. Why? Because he switches it with the guy. Why switch the guy? Again, because it's more heter, because at least it's not Chom Shavah Pesach. Even Echanam, he was over the Isser of Issa Hanoch, and he was over the Issa Lav of Chom Shavah Pesach, and he was over, there's the Issa Hanoch as well, because he gained from his Chometz. But still, since he wants to gain something, he switches it. Okay. So what we see is that it's Lo Shavah Keteira of Ochel Yisura when he has a chance to get some, make it a little better. So now, what's the Rai? The Rai is like this. Shavrua. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Chometz Achar Pesach L'Raisa. We thought that going to the man the Amar Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Pesachim the holds that Chometz Achar Pesach is awesome at the Raisa. Viktani, Peshem Achlifim. It says that he switches it. Alma Lo Shavak a Teravak Yisura. He doesn't leave over a Teravak Yisura. So it's a Raya that Madoch by Issa the Raisa was Shoymech on Hachlofa by Issa the Rabbanon. For sure, you'll be Shoymech on Hachlofa. So that's for sure. So here it's a deraisi yisaymek. So every other time you yisaymek also a machlifin. Amal yishovek ketev alchay yisur even by a deraisa. So the Gemara, my Dilma Rab Shimon, Maybe it's going to go to Rav Shimon Tamar Chomer Zachar, but it's the Rabbanon. V'chi Mekalina. When do you toilet that he switches it? But the Rabbanon, but the Raya is the Mekalina. So what was like this? What was the Raya? The Raya is, the Chomer Zachar Pesach, he's like Shalva Keteira. And even by the Raya, we assume that we're allowed to both buy from him. Is it the Raya? We say, no, if you sure switched it. So same thing by Nevela also. We can assume if you sure did it by Keteira. It's a good Raya. So the Gemara, no. Maybe going to Rav Shimon holds that the Isser is only the Rabbanon. The Isser to eat Chomer Shabbos is only the Rabbanon. And by the Rabbanon, you can assume, okay, you know, he probably switched it. So the Gemara, so there wouldn't be a Raya. So the Gemara, no, I'll tell you, if I care, there is a Raya. I'll tell you why. Look, but to have a name of Rav Shimon, Mik Tani Shani Oimer Achlifu. Don't say, like, I assume Achlifu. Mepneishim Achlifim Tani. The Vadim Achlifim. It says they for sure Machlifim. Now, imagine this. For Issa the Rabbanon, they do machlifim for sure. For the Raisa, they're careful. Umar with the Rabbanon, lo shavak ater v'alchol yisura. Madak by Issa the Rabbanon, chom shavak pesach. This oivre avera switches it. But the Raisa like koshkein by the Raisa for sure you do that atera, and therefore it is a raya from this Raisa. We have a clear raya from this Raisa that lo shavak ater v'alchol yisura. But with chom shavak pesach, which is Issa the Rabbanon, he switches it because he doesn't want to eat a surah. And they have a lot of buy from him. So for sure, by a nevela, he does not do a bad shechita. Because the more in the Hamir thought that Bnei Shechlifim was like a kliya, that probably is machlifet. So we say, we saw the opposite. Then only by the Rabbanon you can be soymich on the side of machlifin. But the right, so you can't be soymich on that. But now the Gemara is saying, no, it says vade machlifin. So then it's the right, if I care. Madach by the Rabbanon, we assume for sure machlifin, for sure by the right, so he's so careful. So technically, we have a raya to Rava. Now the Gemara says, "Lema Masielei." Let's try to bring a raya to Rava. So right away, Tosfos Rosh asks, "Now, what do you mean, Lema Masielei Rava? We just have a raya to Rava. What would we bring another raya? It's to say, like maybe. So maybe that's what it means." So Tosfos Rosh says, "Va'afagav the kfar siyaya mechamtsin shalayv the aveira from the chometz of aveira hachi purusha lema mehad nami tavasiyata." So first, that means we want to bring another raya. In nami, Doctor Tosfos Rosh, that's not such a big raya. Because you could say that it's Rav Shimon, and really it means Shani Omer. You know, the whole Raya is Pleishem Achlifim, and not Shani Omer Achlifim. You could be Doicha the Raya. That's why we want to bring another Raya to Rava. We'll see if this Raya works. Lema Siel, let's bring another Raya to Rava. It says in a Brice like this, HaKol Shoyechtem Avalai Dushchita, Vafilo Kusi, Kusi Dushchita, Vafilo Orel, even Orel, Vafilo Yisrael Mumon. So Moral says like this, Hai Orel Hekadam. We know Kusi, what the Chiddush is, that that means Aymed al Gabav Bukhara, but we know what that means. Now, Hai Oral Hechidami. What's the case of an Oral? Ilim Shmeisu Achav Machmas Mila, if it's brother Machmas Mila, Hai Yisho Ma'ayihu. He's considered Yisho Ma'ayihu. He's not considered a Mumar at all. El Pshita Mumar La Arelis. He's a Mumar La Arelis. Vekasava Mumar Dova Achad, Loyav a Mumar La Chadar Kula. He's a Mumar Dova Achad, not a Mumar La Chadar Kula. What's the problem with Mumar La Chadar Kula? A Mumar La Chadar Kula is sitting like a guy. A guy cannot do Shchita. A guy, even with a shechita perfectly, and your Yom Ragabov, it's not a good shechita, he has to be a bar zvicha, and the Marlon says from Psukim that he's not a good shechita by a guy. If you look at Tosfos Daf Gimel Amud Beis, he says that by Ksava Kusim Geri Arayi is saying, Shechitosim Psula Kmoshel Oiv Lichavim, Mezavachta, Mashat Ozeveach at Oichel, Kloim Mashu Bar Zvicha, Lafuke Vichavim. You have to be a bar zvicha. Now, if someone's Mumil Chavat Oikulo, then he's still like a guy. So therefore, he can't do the shechita. So he was saying that from we're talking about an orel that's a mumar la arelos, and the chiddush is a mumar lo dava echad lo yamum chal darakula. Ema seifa, v'afil yisho a mumar could do a shechita. Hay mumar echadami. I mumar lo dava echad. If it's mumar for one thing, hay mumar la arelos. And if it's mumar lo chal darakula, he's tak apostle. El alav, the chiddush like this, mumar lo oisoy dava kudarava. It must be he's a mumar for nevelos. That's worse. Because it's a mumar for this thing itself. That's very worse. And it says what? Hakol shechtim, kusi, orel, and shal mumar. So raya to Rava, that even a mumar for nevelois is mutter to do shechita. It's a raya to Rava. Mamash first raya to Rava. So I'm going like, no, it's not a raya. I want to tell you what that mumar means. Loy. If it's mumar for nevelois, you're disqualified. You're mumar for nevelois. My time, you're the dosh be keteri damalei. Since he eats the veil all the time, ketera lay, and therefore the extra Rashi says pshat is lekla meimel shava ketera chesura da tera chashuv lay, and the Achrayim explain a little more, and therefore you probably do one of the psulim shia drasha doesn't care, By him, it's so nevela, so not a thing by him that he won't be makbid any of the lachos shchita. And therefore, a mumar nevela, he cannot trust the shchita. So what does it mean mumar? What does it mean afilis shom mumar? It can mean called tarkula, and it can mean one thing because you know from a reilis already. So what's the chiddush of ishom mumar? Al chiddush like this, he's a mumar la'overs la'overs chavim. He's a mumar for avodah zarah. Who could have anon? The Amar of anon on a Shmuel a chiddush that ishom mumar la'overs chavim mutter lechom shchita asay. That ishom mumar for avodah zarah you're allowed to eat from shchita. Now, that's a very big chiddush because usually we know that someone's moida by avodah chavim. It's like kaifim called tarkula. So he's like, it's a mumar called tarkula. This guy. No, we say no. It's called Dove Echad. That's a chiddush. It's still called Dove Echad, and it's not a disqualifier for shchita. He can do shchita. So that's Pshat's price. Oral is Mudav Echad. Mumu means Shol Avayzar. We try to say maybe means the Mumu Levela is like Rava. We said no, maybe not. Maybe means like Rav Anon. Once you mention Rav Anon, we'll go into a whole sugya of Rav Anon, which will span Dav Dalet and Dav Hey Amud Aleph to the bottom. Zot the Gemara. Where in the world did Rav Anon come from that a mumar la'avodas chavim is mutar lechem shchita asay? Gufa. Amar Rav Anon Amar Shmuel Yisrael mumar la'avodas chavim mutar lechem shchita asay. Yisrael mumar to avodah zarah is mutar from shchita. Why? Shkem etzino by Yoshafat Melch Yehuda shenena mesrus achav. Yoshafat Melch Yehuda, who is a big tzaddik, was very good friends with Achav, who is not a tzaddik. Amar Achav was a rasha shtickle because he did avodah zarah, so he was very good friends with Achav. And they did some projects together. At one point, Achav called Yoshafat and said, you know what, I want to attack Ramah's Gilad and capture Ramah's Gilad. I want to go to war with Ramah's Gilad. And Yoshafat came down to Achav and he convinced him to fight against Ramah's Gilad. And it says in the Pesukim, actually, which is not mentioned in our Gemara, that Yoshafat said, I only want to go if we ask a Navi if we're going to win. So first, Achav brought in the Nevi'ah, about 400 Nevi'ah, about, and they all said, Bepeh Echad, that you're going to win the war. Go to war, you're going to win the war. And Yoshafat got a little fishy. It's not a real Nevi'ah, because Nevi'ah don't say the same thing. They all say something else. We had this very Gemara as a Hedron. And therefore, he said, no, I want a real Navi. I want a different Navi. So he said, do you have a Navi here? He said, yeah, I have Michio. But Achav said, I don't like Michio. He always says bad things about me. But he insisted, bring Mechiyo. So they brought Mechiyo down, and Mechiyo gave a nevuah, and he said, actually, the Achav is going to die in this war, and Kach Hava, he died in this war. But that's just the background of the story to give a little interesting part of Sefer Melachim. But let's go back to our Gemara. Now we know that there was the B'Shasu, Ravam ben Nevat, and Rechavam, the Melech of Yehuda, the Malchus split. It used to be Shlomo Melech and Dona Melech and Shaul Melech were king of Gans Klal Yisrael. But after Shlomo HaMelech, the Malchus split, and Rechavam was the king of Melech Yehuda, and Yeravam ben Nevat and Melech Yisrael, and these were the next generations, a bunch of generations afterwards, Yehoshaphat was Melech Yehuda, and Achav was Melech Yisrael. And it says the Pasuk like this, Shenema v'yizbach loy Achav, the Pasuk says, v'yered, I'll read from the beginning of the Pasuk, v'yered keit shanem el Achav l'shem ram, v'yizbach loy Achav tzoynu bakal aroiv, Achav shechted for him a bunch of tzoynu bakar, and he convinced Yehoshaphat to go fight against Ramah's Gilad. So what does it say? He shechted him tzoynu bakar, and he ate from it, because he convinced him. So you see that Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik, ate from Achav's shechita. So you see, even though he's a very zara, it's a good shechita. So at the Gemara, maybe he shechted and made a beautiful suda, but he didn't eat anything. So at the Gemara, he's a seuk, he convinced him. And convincing happens with food. Right, maybe convinced him with words. Ain't a sasa with dvarim. No such thing. You can't make a pala bean without sesame chicken. You have to have hasasa only works with food. Right, gemara v'loy v'achsev. You can't do. You can't be maces without food. V'achsev kisischa achicha beni mecha. It says I'm forcing someone. You convince someone to do avodah zarah. We don't say achila there. No. I said no. Achila v'sia means you do eating and drinking. Right, gemara v'achsev. Like gabi the satan with a karish baruch hu when he's convincing him. That he convinced him to give Yisurim to Eiv, and of course Baruch Hu says to the Satan, "Vayema Hashem el Satan," and he said later on in the pasuk, "But this is Sandy boy levalechino, you convinced me to swallow him up for nothing." So you see, and of course Baruch Hu obviously doesn't eat. So the more lemaila shiny, lemaila takadir, this is shayach hasasa without food. But in this world, you need food. So it says that your Achav convinced Yishav, but obviously did it with food. Vadilma Mishta Eshti Mechalach, or maybe he only drank wine and he was convinced like that way, but he didn't eat. So tomorrow, and that's better. If the gabi shasia, you say that it's not considered a mumul chadar kula, and let her drink his wine. So then the gabi achila also, that'll be a riot, that the shechita is good. So you want to know, hachi ashta. Shasia, drinking the wine of a mumar is stam yenim. It's not you know that he did it for avei zara. It's stam yenim. There's only a later takana that stam yenim is asur, which actually in the Rishonim is avoyer, that really the ikser stam yenim was because of b'nai seyem. You don't want to get close to them, you don't want to drink wine with them. That's what Chazal says stam yenim is a problem. It's not really a problem of avei zara stam yenim. So therefore, maybe he only drank wine. He wouldn't touch a shechita, but wine he would drink. Maybe he wouldn't eat it. And Gavis Tam Yen, even if he's considered a guy, like Mumul Chal Tarakula, because he did a Vezara, still you're allowed to eat his, drink his wine. Why? Because Tam Yen was one of the Yud Ches Davar. It was a Gzera that happened later on. Like we said, the Ikka Gzera was out to Pnei Sehim. And that wasn't happened yet, that Gzera. So Gemara said again like this, was set up the Gemara. Rav Anon said that a Shechita of a Oyved of a Dezara is not considered a Mumul Chal Tarakula, and it's a good Shechita. And what's the raya? Because Yishafat ate from Achav. What do you mean? What's the raya? Because it says hasasa. Maybe the hasasa was with wine and not with the food. Maybe he didn't eat the food. He didn't eat the meat. So tomorrow, Tuma Alchem, how I know he ate the meat. The boy is saying, "Lav urcha the malka mishtayev lemichlo." A malka, a melech, does not drink wine on an empty stomach. He only drinks while he eats. And therefore, since we know, we establish hasasa is only with food or drink, he must have eaten and drank. The boy is saying, it says in the pasuk, the lashon of pasuk is by Yizbach like Achav tzayne baka l'roiv v'lo'amashima v'ayisaseyu. It sounds like the zvicha shayches to the hasasa. By Yizbach v'seyu k'siv v'ma'asisu b'zvicha. So therefore, it's pasuk the eighth from it. So Rav Onan has a gavaldig araya. He ate from the shechita. For the Gemara, we know that in the household of Achav was a person named Avadia. Avadia was a big tzaddik. Not only that, he became a navi. Avadia actually saved 100 neviim and hid them from Izevel. So maybe Avadia did the shechita. And we know Avadia hung around the house of Achav. But Dilma Avadia Zavach. Maybe Avadia did the shechita. It says it was tzayna baka l'roiv, a lot of food. Avadia couldn't do so much. Avadia didn't have a sopi, couldn't do that much. But Dilma afraid the Gemara, Shiva Salaf was a vuach. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk about the Achav, it says, V'sharati b'Yisrael, Shiva Salafim kol ha-berkayim v'shloi karu l'baal v'chol ha-pah v'shloi nashak loy. It says that I left in Melech Yisrael, in the Malchus of Yisrael, 7,000 people who did not bow down to the Baal. So maybe it was one of them, maybe it was them. They had 10 sheikhtim of them or 20 sheikhtim of them, all good people. So no, they were now around. Tamuri Abed and Tamar Mizevel. Those 7,000 people were nowhere to be found. They were hiding from Mizevel. That was Achav's wife, who was a terrible Roshanta. And she would kill them if they were around. Afraid the Gemara, Baluchayra, the people in the house, they didn't kill. Because you see, Avadia was in the house and he didn't get killed. So maybe Dimla Gavri to Achav, have a mala. Maybe Achav had in his household his butlers and his sheikhdom were good people. So I want to know. Lo Yisag Adayatav. The Siv says in the Pasuk, Moishel Makshiv al Devar Shaker, Kol Mashar Sav Rasham. Someone who's a Rasha was Mashar Sav Rasham. So therefore, everyone in the house of Achav were Rasham, besides Avadia. Avadia was something special. Avadia actually was a ger, actually. Avadia is a whole different story by itself. Avadia was someone special, and that's what became an Avi, because he went with Moishel Nefesh. But Dilma Gavri di Yashafat, maybe Yashafat brought his own Shechtaman. No. V'dilma opposite. V'dilma Gavri was there soon. V'dilma Gavri the Yeshafet Nami Lehava Malu, and maybe the entourage of Yeshafet also weren't so gavaldic, and therefore like this, it was Leroyv because he had to feed all the Yeshafet's entourage. But maybe Zavuach Gavri the Achav Achal Gavri the Yeshafet. The shechting of the people in Achav's house. Obviously, Achav was in shechita himself. The people in his house that shechted that the entourage of Yeshafat ate it. Zavuach Avadia, and Avadia shech one animal. Achav Yeshafat. Maybe Yeshafat said, "I want Avadia shechita." Maybe that was the case. So I'm really sad that I thought. If just like by the someone who's a sheker like Achav, all the mishars of Hashem, haladvar emes. Someone who is a tzaddik, all the mishars of a tzaddikim. So his whole entourage had to be a tzaddikim, and they needed a big shechita. Avadi couldn't do that. But Dilma, hey, this is kash like this. But Dilma, zavuach gavri da achav, maybe Achav's shaychtim did it for Achav's people, and the gavrei ochel Achav gavrei, and zavuach gavrei did shofat, and the shofat's entourage they did shechita for them. They brought their own shaychtim in ochel yeshofat gavrei, and the shofat and his people ate that. So who said the shofat ate from the shechita of Achav's household? Maybe it was from his own people did the shechita. So the one on top of daf hey amud aleph lo yav maflig naf sheminei. He would not have split himself up from Achav, because he did everything together with Achav. He's very good friends with Achav, and he would not have split himself from Achav. How do we know? Menalan. How do we know he didn't split himself from Achav? Ilayim mechsev, because the pasuk says when he agrees to go to the war, he says, "Vayomer Yeshafat, Haselich iti la'mecham Rames Gilad. You gonna go with me to Rames Gilad?" Vayomer Yeshafat Amelch Yisrael, Kamoini Kamoicha. I'm like you, Kami Kamcha. My nation's like yours. Kesusi Kesecha. My horse like your horse. So maybe kamoini kamoicha kami kamecha, is that the raya that they are so close? And the Rashi says what it means to say is I'm like you, I'm samech on you. That's the raya. No, that's not the raya, because elamata kesusik kesuscha hakinami. It means that my horse is samech on the kashrus of your horse. Of course, it doesn't mean that. So elamai, what does that mean? Kamoini kamecha means the gavi war. Elamada hava asusecha tava asusi. Whatever's gonna be, you know, we'll go to war. That happens to your sus, happens to my sus. Hakinami mada hava alecha veilu yamach. Whatever's gonna happen to you and your nation, Tavi Aliv Alu, Imami, go Amim Nation. That's what he means to say. We're going to be in war together. So, what's the raya? They trusted each other. El Mihachov and this pasuk. This pasuk is talking about when they called the Navi to come, and it says like this: Umelech Yishov, Yishov, and Melech Yudah, Yoshim, Ishal Kisai, Mulbosh, Begodim. They were sitting on their thrones with their Bigdin Malchus, Begoyrin, Pesach Shar Shomron, Vachol Navi, Misnavnim Lefneim. That's the pasuk says. So, the Gemara wants to know, what's Lashon Goyrin? My Goyrin, there's no silo in the door of the Pesach of the city of Shomron. It's not like silo, it's not a farm. My Goyrin, Ilay Megoyrin Mamish, Oto Shah Shomron Goyrin Hava, thinks Shah Shomron was a Goyrin. Eliki Goyrin, they sat like a Goyrin, which means they sat facing each other. A Goyrin is a half, is like a circle, the Tanan. So the Hedra is like a Chatzi Goyrin, the Hedra was like a half a circle, a Gula, Kadesh, Yeroyin Zazah, in order to see each other. See, here also, they wanted to see each other and to hear each other talk. And just like by Sanhedrin, we want to hear each other talk. And if we face each other here also, and it just shows the certain ahava that they had to each other. Like Rashi says, "Gerin have Yosef mechiba uvereya Yisu vaaguda echad kisanhedrin shein choshen zuazu." And therefore, it's a raya they liked each other. And since they liked each other, they wouldn't bring their own sheikhtim. And it's a raya now that Yeshafat ate from Achav Shechita. It's a raya of Onan that a oivid of Azar that does a Shechita, it's a kosher Shechita in fi Yisrael. And that's a raya of Onan. And the Gemara will go further, trying to do more rayas, and maybe we're going to slug it up eventually, and that will be Miyat Shem on tomorrow's share.